Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been speaking, of course, about the airspace issue. Many Russian airliners are not able to fly in to other parts of the world. Other airlines not flying in to Russia. Also, the situation with regard to Russian airspace. What happens now? Are other airlines allowed to fly over Russia in order to reach their destination? We've called in the experts, Butego Moshapele, who is an aviation analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, sir, and to your listeners.
So it's an incredibly powerful weapon, isn't it? Controlling the airspace around a country.
Yeah, it is absolutely. It's power that speaks more than the money itself. Because once you have control of the airspace, then you have control of almost everything. Because none of the, whether it's humanitarian or any other services would not be allowed unless United Nations gives that notam to that operator that they are allowed to get in there. So that's basically what it is.
So what happens now? I mean, what is likely to happen in terms of Russian airspace and the whole aviation industry? Because we've already started seeing significant moves in the space.
As it is now, at 2 a.m. UTC, you know, at this today, early hours of the morning today, the additional airlines, including Canada, Russians, and the U.S. Airspaces were closed for the airlines that would be operating in between, whether you're coming from London, heading towards India or going to South Korea, Japan, and so on. So all those airspaces have been closed, literally closed. And then you remember the retaliation of Russia came after the German have decided to deploy their military weapons to the Ukraine. And in that regard, then they said, well, it is not safe for us to allow you guys to also come into our space. Then they close the space. The Ukrainian space has already been closed way before, you know, the fight started. That's when it was cleared. So the traffic in between these countries are now taking a major detour, adding two more hours. If you were going to go to India coming from London, then you add two more hours. But this is just one of those power muscles that the countries have. But in terms of military, the Russians are very much stronger when we come to the air, and nobody would want to even start playing around that. So I guess it is safer for them to say, you are banned in our skies and we also ban you from our sky. Then in that case, then it's safer for everybody.
What is the impact on an actual airline in this regard?
So the airline industry is going to take a knock. Remember, the bulk of the business happens in the skies. You know, your cargo, your every little thing that we're using, it happens on the skies. So the airlines are going to take a serious knock in terms of how they're going to do their business. It's going to add more costs. We know COVID has really taken a serious knock on the airlines. Many airlines are battling. Now, when you are adding extra hours on operational time, as well as the cost in terms of the fuel, and that very same fuel that we know now it has risen, the oil price has risen because of the issues that are happening in Ukraine, the airlines are now going to take another knock. But not all the airlines are going to be affected, only those that are crossing over the Russian airspace. Not all the airlines, but some airlines would do, some would not necessarily be affected that much. But it is going to cost quite a lot because the oil price is going to go high. Mm. And that means that the airlines are now going to, that extra cost is going to come to you as a passenger.
So it's going to once again impact on our cost of international travel. Given the COVID pandemic, do we expect to see many airlines not surviving this?
Look, it will depend on how long this war is going to take. At this stage, we are anticipating, according to IOTA, we are anticipating that these negotiations, peace deals that they are busy trying to establish are going to take about the next 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. If the next 6 weeks is going to be very critical for airline business, because if there is no deal in between, then the airlines are going to start looking for another alternative, which I'm not sure what alternative will that be. But those that are running much older fleets are seriously going to be impacted, because those are the gazillions that are not going to be able to be on the skies. And if you are relying on 20 plus years airplanes, these are not efficient at all. So it's going to take another knock on airlines. And I'm just praying that some sense can prevail on these leaders of the world, and they are able to come to their senses and think for us ordinary people on the ground, because this is going to really affect all of us. There's no doubt about it.
No question there. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Potego Mojapele, who is an aviation analyst, talking to us about the impact of the Russian airspace, as well as what is happening in the area and in general in the aviation industry with regard to the airlines and no-fly zones.